neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
As the halakha that we observed on Tisha B'Av and also Yom HaKippurim, as far as Netilat Yadayim, we only cover our fingers. And the reason is, why only the area of the fingers for Netilat Yadayim is enough, is good enough? But through the whole ear, we need to make a Netilat the whole hand. But what happened in Yom HaKippur and Yom Tisha B'Av, only covering the fingers are good enough.
The skin absorbs water.
But why? The area is limited to this small portion, so we could do this the whole year, no? So what happened? All of a sudden, Yom HaKippurim, you only covered our hand.
For another reminder is when you do the mitzvah, mahatel the mitzvah, you do it.
Yes, but the question is, for the whole year, so the reason that we do netilah is what? Why do we netilah? What's the netilah do? When we get up in the morning, we have to do netilah. Why? Right, to get rid of the impurity. Good. So now, what happens on Yom HaKippurim? There is no impurity, there is no tumah.
No.
So there is no tumah. So Yom HaKippurim, there is no tumah. Why there is no tumah?
It's off. Loni is off.
Ah, good. Very nice. So actually, there's the code. Hasatan is numeric value of 364. So that means he only worked 364 days. So on Yom HaKippurim, goes to Palm Spring. He's on vacation. Good. So what happens on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, what happens?
Tisha B'Av is the day that...
He's off to?
He's not off.
No. Okay.
Actually, he's around.
Okay.
Very clear and open. Yeah. So that's why we have to be careful with anything we do.
Understand, but for Yom HaKippurim, it makes sense. Chazak Baruch, that was a very beautiful explanation. But what happens on Tisha B'Av?
Atit Lavo, that's the day he's going to be off completely.
No, but that's what we observe the halakha for.
This day is supposed to be Chagim and Yom Kippurim, so we do it for Yom Kippurim to be. No?
I'm sorry, once again, for the Chagim,
this is a Chagim. It's
gonna
be Chagim soon,
Be'ezrat
Hashem. When
right.
Comes and then we celebrate. So
it
would be off again.
I know, but at the time being, that's how we observe the halakha. So now, the second process that is Tisha B'Av, that was yesterday, that's true. On Yom HaKippurim, he has no control, no Shelita. He's off. But on the contrary, on Tisha B'Av, he has the full force. It's all his. So now, this little bit, he doesn't mind. So we just give him a little bit, say it's okay, because he just affects you just a tiny bit, because he has the whole force on Tisha B'Av. So that's what the Netilah, and Yom HaKippurim, it's because we have to do Netilah every day. He's not around, so that's what we do Netilah. Just that a small area is fine. But Tisha B'Av is full force, he's controlling. So now he says, oh, this little bit, I don't mind. I'm not going to bother you too much.
You don't want his attention around us. So
no, that's what the fact of the matter is. So that's why he only just satisfies a little bit. So that's why we need to do netilah only the small area that is fingers. So now, we have a halakha, every time that we do netilah yadayim, like in the morning, for the sauda, this halakha is called shifshuf. What does shifshuf mean?
Rubbing.
rubbing. So what do? So we have a halakha. Anytime that we do nitilat yadayim, we have to do shifshuf. How do we do shifshuf? So now this halakha actually is a part of the process of nitilat yadayim. That means when we pour three times water on right hand and then left hand for the soda, or in the morning we do right and left three times, then we have to hold our hand up like this, and then we go 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Three times on right, our hand is toward up, yeah. And then three times, this is called shifshuf. So that's one of the requirements of Netilat Yadayim. Some people go like this, but the right way, as Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai and Sefer Peri Etz Chaim by Rabbeinu Ma'archur brings this, that we have to do shifshuf. If you look at the Leshem Yechud many sidurim that is arranged by Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Zechutam Aren Aleinu, Harab brings in Yeshum Yechud, that says, Hareni Ba, L'chayim Misvat, Shifshuf. So that is part of the process of Netilat Yadayim.
Why do we do that?
No, it's only three. The three times, that's what is required. So that's part of the netilah. That's for the process of netilah. And then the other important matter here is that when we do netilah yadayim, you have to raise your hand at least to your face, or it's better up to your head. You cannot be down. Has to be up to your head.
And not above also.
No, you cannot go over your head. Has to be at least toward your face or up to your head. And you have to hold it just like you're receiving something. Because you notice after you're doing it to that yadayim, your hands becomes heavy. If you do it correctly, just like you receive something. So like, right, it's a lot of brachot that they download. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.